So for my midterm, I want to talk about one idea from the first half of the class that seems familiar to me, which is mobile privatization. So it's a term that Raymond Williams came up with, and what I find interesting about it is that it names something I do every single day and never notice I'm doing. So what I think Williams was trying to describe is this weird contradiction in modern life, like how we've become more private, meaning that we live in our own homes, our own self-contained areas, kind of sealed off and away from the wider community, right? But people used to live more publicly, and now I find that we retreat into these private spaces. But if you think about it, we're more mobile than ever, right? And so we could travel, sure, but more importantly, the whole world comes to us, can come to us. And so Williams was originally thinking about two technologies, the car and broadcasting, radio and TV. So you're sitting in your living room and you haven't moved an inch, but the entire world is still connected, like news from across the planet, entertainment, other people's lives. You're stationary and private, yet connected and mobile at the same time. So that's the contradiction he's naming. And the clever part of his argument is that these two things aren't opposites that are fighting each other. They actually feed each other. The more the world comes to you, the less reason you have to leave. And the more private you get, the more you rely on technology to stay connected. So now here's why I think it matters so much today. If you think that idea and fast forward from the TV to the smartphone, the whole thing goes into overdrive. Because if you think about it, I can be on a packed bus, shoulder to shoulder with strangers, completely sealed in my own bubble with my headphones in, but I'm texting a friend across the city. I'm watching a video that was filmed on the other side of the world. I'm scrolling through hundreds of lives on social media. I'm physically present nowhere and connected to everything, everywhere, all at once. And so with Williams, it was the living room, a fixed place. The smartphone made the private bubble portable. The home isn't a building anymore. The bubble travels with me, in my pocket, everywhere I go. I also want to talk about the cost of it. And I want to be fair, I'm not here to talk about or teach anyone about putting their phone down. It's just that when we get that feeling, like we get that feeling of connection while quietly becoming more isolated from the actual, well, people, flesh and blood, right next to us, we stop making eye contact in public. Nobody talks in the elevator. The shared public world, that sense of being among strangers in a common space, kind of thins out and disappears. We end up all together, but alone, each of us in our own private feed. And I think this is where it links up with some of the other ideas we hit later in the course. Mobile privatization basically sets it all up for things like filter bubbles and echo chambers. Once everyone is already living in their own personalized private little world, it's a really short step to everyone receiving their own curated version of reality. Your feed, my feed, no shared picture anymore. The groundwork was laid out long ago, honestly. So that's mobile privatization. And the thing I find genuinely powerful about it is that Williams named this pattern decades before the smartphone even existed. And, you know, somehow it describes my life more accurately now than when he came up with it. So every single time I pull out my phone and disappear into it in a crowded room, that's the concept right there. Living and breathing, that's mobile privatization in action. So that's it. Yeah.